In just a moment, you'll see our regular weekly episode of The Forecast. But first, I wanted to react to the absolutely crazy news that broke this afternoon that Tops, for the first time in over 70 years, will not produce officially licensed Major League Baseball cards when their contract expires a few years from now. Fanatics is taking over the official license to create cards for the Major League Players Association as well as Major League Baseball over the course of the next few years. It's not immediate, but it will take place in the next few years. Additionally, there are news reports that Panini is deep in discussions with the NFL and with the NBA to potentially take those licenses over as well from Panini. And it's being reported that Fanatics will be setting up a company that the Major League Baseball could have ownership in, NFL, NBA may end up with ownership in, so the sports leagues will actually have ownership in the company that is producing these cards. That has been reported. On top of all of that, it has also been reported that a good friend of sports card investor Josh Luber, the founder of StockX, is going to be the person who is going to run this new company set up by Fanatics, in, you know, owned potentially by the major sports leagues as well for the purpose of producing trading cards. This is absolutely massive news. Topps has been the producer of baseball cards since 1951. For 70 years, Topps and the hobby were one and the same. They went hand in hand. But now it is looking quite possible, in fact, it's looking almost certain that in the next few years, that will no longer be the case. And Topps may simply be producing soccer or maybe F1 cards or cards of that nature. What a wild shakeup that will be. And again, none of this takes place immediately. The Topps deal with the Major League Baseball Players Association takes effect in 2023. Or it would switch to Fanatics sometime during or after 2023. And the deal with actual Major League Baseball proper would shift in 2026. So this stuff is a little ways away. And if Fanatics gets the NFL deal and gets the NBA deal away from Panini, that would also be a few years away. None of this is immediate today, but it certainly is going to have a big shakeup on the long term of the hobby. Here's my immediate reaction. On one hand, I'm sad that the tradition of Topps in the hobby and the more recent tradition of Panini in the hobby would potentially go away or be severely limited. But as an investor, whenever you're doing any type of investment, whether it's sports cards or whether it's real estate or business, oftentimes wherever the big money starts to flood into, that is a place you want to be in the early stages. And what we are seeing is reportedly Fanatics offered a ton of money to Major League Baseball to get these exclusive licenses. Reportedly, Major League Baseball gave Topps the opportunity to match the deal, but Topps couldn't afford to do it. So it is an incredible amount of money that Fanatics must be paying for all of this. Fanatics has very smart people leading the company. Great business minds, great financial minds. It's why they have been one of the most disruptive companies in the sports world over the last several years. Those very brilliant minds are placing a massive bet on the long term of the sports card hobby. Those very brilliant minds believe that sports cards are only going to further grow in popularity and are going to be extremely relevant and important for years and years and years to come, or they would not be allocating as much money as they are. As an investor, I love to see it. As an investor, that makes me confident that cards I own today are going to continue to be worth more in the future, and that this hobby is only going to grow and expand from here. So that is the exciting part of the news. We are going to stay close to this story. We have reached out to Topps and Panini for comments. They have said, no comments, but I'm sure more information and news will come out. I've also reached out to Josh Luber from StockX and asked him for comments, to try to come on this show. As soon as we get more information, we're going to bring it to you. Follow Sports Card Investor on Instagram and also follow us on Twitter at SportsCardINV, where more information will be delivered as soon as we have it. But until then, we now have got a regular episode of The Forecast, and we're going to tell you cards you should buy, sell, and hold, including my opinion on some potential really good investment opportunities right now with Damian Lillard, Peyton Manning, and some other players we're looking at for the months ahead. What do I think of Justin Herbert? You're about to find out. This is The Forecast.
I'm Amber Wilson. I haven't been around for a few weeks. I missed you guys. Of course, we took a little hiatus because of the National and then also because I was moving. So the background behind me is going to be changing and probably change several times over the next several episodes because I kind of have to work it out. But I threw some stuff up there to give you a temporary background here for the forecast. So I'm still getting my studio set up here in my new spot. But alas, I am back with you guys and really happy to be back here with you because, of course, I've got plenty of info for you, cards trending up, cards trending down in the hobby, and all based on your suggestions, all players who you guys wanted to hear about on today's forecast. So don't forget to keep those suggestions coming. Hit me up in the comments under the video. Tell me who you want to hear about, or you can DM me or message me on social if you want, AmberW790 on Twitter and on Instagram. All right, guys, let's hop right into it. And of course, before I hop into it, I do want to tell you that this episode is brought to you by our friends at eBay. eBay is here for the card collectors with a trick for every trade, like advanced tools for price checking with the Price Guide beta within the eBay app and up to 50% faster listing with Image Scan. Learn how collecting just got smarter at ebay.com/tradinghub. All right, so let's hop right into things. And Mikey wanted us to talk about one of the greatest to ever do it at the quarterback position in the NFL, and that is Peyton Manning. So let's talk about one of the GOATs. Obviously an all-time great for the Colts, also for the Broncos. Don't forget about that Super Bowl. He finished his career with over 71,000 passing yards, 539 touchdowns, two-time Super Bowl champ. His cards, though, what's interesting about Peyton Manning is his cards, even though he's one of the GOATs, and yeah, all right, I'll put Tom Brady a little bit above Peyton in terms of how good he is as a quarterback, but I think we all agree that Peyton's one of the best, and yet his cards are a fraction of the price of Tom Brady. So I thought that was pretty interesting when I started pulling this stuff off of Market Movers. His Keith Bowman rookies have a relatively low pop for an all-time great as well. His Topps and his Topps Chromes are also key rookies, but have way fewer transactions when we check out Market Movers. So let's take a look here at his 1998 Bowman Chrome Base PSA 10. This card is down 18% if I pull it over the last 365 days, over the last year, which is what you guys are looking at right here on this graph. If I pull his 1998 Bowman Base PSA 10 for that same period of time, a lower pop count on this card, that card's down 11% over the same period of time. So nothing major here, but like slight tiny dips. I just think it's interesting that Peyton Manning's cards are so much more affordable than Tom Brady's. Maybe it's because Brady's still adding to his legacy actively in Tampa. So Jeff, what do we do here with Peyton Manning? Do we buy, do we sell, or do we hold?
Peyton Manning is an absolute must buy in my opinion. We're talking about one of the greatest quarterbacks ever to play, a two-time Super Bowl champion, a five-time MVP, put up absolutely incredible numbers, and his prices, his card prices, are a bargain right now compared to where they were 4 months ago or 5 months ago when the market was absolutely peaking. I like all of those things about him. The other thing I really like about him is he's got a good media personality. He's actually funny. He's got a witty sense of humor. I enjoy watching him on television, in commercials, on shows. And guys, that makes a big difference. Likeability is a big factor when it comes to sports card prices. Peyton Manning is always going to have a big presence as his life goes on. You're gonna see him on commercials. You're going to see him on pregame shows for years and years to come. Maybe he even moves into ownership and to the NFL league office, and who knows where he goes from here. But what I like is the fact that he's going to be a great face for the NFL for many years to come. He's likable. I think it's a great time to buy Peyton Manning.
So we talked about one of the greatest to ever do it at the quarterback position. Let's talk about a guy who's actively doing it at the quarterback position. Sid Hansey wants to hear about Dak Prescott. So let's talk about America's team, the Dallas Cowboys. And of course, their quarterback, who is coming off of a major ankle injury, one that he should have been fully recovered from and fully bounced back from. And then in training camp this season, he tweaked his lat. The Cowboys are downplaying how serious it is. They have really limited him in terms of throwing. We have not seen him play in this preseason. I'm guessing we're not going to see him play in the preseason. They're saying he's going to be ready to go for week one, but we don't know what kind of playing shape Dak's going to be in, because he only played 5 games in 2020. So he has missed some significant time here, and then to not really have a full training camp or a preseason either. We'll see what he looks like early in the season. But we do know what the Cowboys look like when they don't have Dak, because we saw plenty of that last season, and they look bad. They look real, real bad. So they need Dak Prescott. He got paid in order to be that guy. He got that bag, $160 million, I think it was. I don't have it in front of me, but he got a bag, and so it's now his time to show out for the Dallas Cowboys. Let's take a look here at his 2016 Optic Base PSA 10. Now, his cards on Market Movers generally have mostly been trending down over the last year. So I do think that this is interesting. When I pull these cards, this one, for example, is down 25% over the last 30 days. If I pull his cards for a year's time, they're also down. Take a look here at his 2016 Prism Silver PSA 10. Over the last 30 days, this card is up 4%, but that's barely, that's basically a stagnant card over the last 30 days. But again, over the last 365, we're talking about cards that have gone down in value. So we're headed into a football season, assuming that Dak is healthy. Again, that tweaked lat, that's been bothering him in camp. Seems probably like no big deal ultimately. They were bringing in coaches from baseball, trainers from baseball to try to help him there. That was a little curious because that seems strange to me. Like, all right, so is this a repetition issue? That's why he hurt his lat? Because that's the kind of injuries that we see in baseball. If you're bringing in specialists from baseball in order to treat it, like, why would he have a repetition issue if he's been pretty limited the last year on how much he's been able to throw and play coming off of that ankle? Nevertheless, the Cowboys say he's fine, that it's all precautionary, and it very well may be, because they've got something like 160 million reasons to be cautious with Dak Prescott. So let's assume he's healthy going into this season. And if he is, I do wonder, is maybe now a really good time to buy Dak's cards since they've been down since that ankle injury? Jeff, what do you think? Buy, sell, or hold?
So buying Dak Prescott is obviously a risk, because you're betting on the Cowboys actually being decent and giving people hope again. And that is something that really hasn't been there very much recently. You're also betting on him being fully recovered from injury, nothing being wrong with his shoulder, and him being able to stay injury free this season. So it's definitely, definitely a risk. But the reward is there as well, because Dallas is one of the most watched, most talked about NFL teams always. Every single year, everyone's focused on the Cowboys, especially the media, the coverage, the Sunday night games. It's Cowboys all the time, it seems. And so for that reason, if Dak comes out and the Cowboys look electric, if the offense is solid, if they're putting up points, if they're winning games, Dak's cards are most likely going to shoot up. So because his cards have gone down a fair amount from their peaks, it's a risk. But I think it is a buy opportunity right now on Dak Prescott before the season starts.
So Dak's been doing it for a while in the NFL. Let's talk about a guy who's only been doing it for a year in the NFL, but boy, has he made waves already. Cole C wants to hear about Justin Herbert, and obviously Justin Herbert was the breakout rookie star from last season. He was the breakout star in that loaded 2020 NFL draft that had Burrow and it had Tua in it, and it also had Herbert. And Herbert, of course, was the third of those quarterbacks to be drafted, and then he outplayed those two guys in the season, in part because Burrow got injured. But even if Burrow hadn't gotten injured, Justin Herbert's numbers from his rookie season were ridiculous. He threw for over 4,000 yards, well over 4,000 yards, 31 touchdowns, just 10 interceptions. His cards, as you would imagine, for a rook that came blazing onto the scene, are already expensive. So the question is, how much more expensive can Justin Herbert's cards actually get? He plays in a really tough division and a tough conference. Can Herbert realistically get the Chargers past Patrick Mahomes in that division to win any sort of, really anything, any sort of championship during his tenure? It'll be a tall task, at least here for the next few years. So let's take a look at Justin Herbert's 2020 Prizm Base PSA 10. Now, if I'm pulling just the last month, you're looking at a card that's basically stagnant. It's down just a hair. It's down 4% over those last 30 days. If I pull his 2020 Optic Base PSA 10, this one's got a low pop count. That card's also stagnant here over the last 30 days. Again, expensive cards, though, for Justin Herbert. So what do we do here? Do we buy, do we sell, or do we hold?
I'm a little bit nervous about Justin Herbert's cards heading into this season. He had such an exceptional rookie year, and his card prices reflect that. His cards are pretty high, and even though they've come down some recently, they're still high for a rookie quarterback going into his second year. I see his card prices going in one of two directions as this season goes on. The most likely direction is down. And the reason why I think that's the most likely direction is the expectations for him are so high now that if he comes out this second year and at all disappoints, if he suffers any type of sophomore setback, even if he comes out and is just simply as good as he was last year, but maybe not better, I think his prices are going to fall as a result of that. I think people's expectations are so high, the same way that Lamar Jackson's prices tanked last year, despite the fact that he actually had a decent season. If Justin Herbert comes out and performs like incredibly, unbelievably well, like this guy looks like a future Hall of Famer, then yes, his card prices would rocket up. I think it's more likely they're gonna fall. There is a chance they will rocket up. It's gonna do one of those two things, either rocket up or fall, and fall pretty hard, in my opinion. I would hold. If I had Justin Herbert cards, I would not be buying Justin Herbert right now. I just think there's a little too much risk.
Let's pivot to baseball. We've done enough NFL talk for a little bit, right? I mean, it is NFL preseason, but it's actually baseball season. So let's do some MLB talk here. Sean A., he wants to hear about Trey Turner. Let's talk about the LA Dodgers infielder. He was traded from Washington to LA for Max Scherzer. And he was an NL All-Star this season. He tested positive for COVID. He was treated just 2 days after he tested positive for COVID. He is arbitration eligible at the end of the season. He is looking for a big extension after that. But generally, Trey Turner, I mean, he's not super popular in the hobby. There's just 7 cards in market movers with 23 sales over the last 30 days of Trey Turner. So not somebody who moves a ton in the hobby. But let's take a look at his 2016 Topps Chrome Base PSA 10. Low pop on this count. There's only 321 of these. It's down 21% over the last 30 days. So Trey Turner's cards here have taken a bit of a dip, but again, kind of obscure in the hobby. So what do we do here with Trey Turner? Buy, sell, or hold?
There's a lot to like about Trey Turner. He's energetic. He's got a good personality. And he's fun to watch. And oh yeah, he now happens to be with one of the most followed clubs in baseball, the LA Dodgers. And by the way, the Dodgers are still the favorites in Vegas odds to win the World Series this year. So I look at Trey Turner a little bit like how I looked at Mookie Betts
when he went over to the Dodgers. That's a guy that went to a team that really had an opportunity to do something special. And I figured if they did, it would help his card prices. And they were in the driver's seat to do it. And guess what? They got it done. They won the World Series last time around with Mookie Betts. Now, this time, you've got a similar story with Trey Turner. He's over at a new team. They got the opportunity to once again do something special. And Trey Turner could shine in the October spotlight if they make it all the way to the World Series, which once again, the odds are that that is likely to happen. So as a result of that, I think now, pretty good buy opportunity for Trey Turner before the playoffs start to roll around.
Mike L. wants us to pivot again. Let's talk some hoops. It may be the NBA offseason, but let's talk about a guy who's still always in the news because he's always in the trade rumors. And that is Damian Lillard, not Ben Simmons. Mike L. wants to hear about Damian Lillard. Now, the 76ers might want Damian Lillard in exchange for Ben Simmons, and that seems unlikely, but Damian Lillard is that guy where all the rumors are out there that he's not really that happy with Portland and that he wants to move on, even though he has spent his whole career there. But right now, they're just rumors because publicly he has stated that he is happy to stay in Portland, even though it seems like maybe that's not completely accurate. So nevertheless, it remains to be seen if the Trailblazers put the proper pieces around him or if he needs to move on to greener pastures. Because of that, he's been in the news a ton because he is in all of those trade and rumors. Normally when a guy is in the news a lot and still on people's minds, even in the off season, can be a good thing for the hobby. The thing is with Damian Lillard is we're talking about one of the most exciting players to watch in the NBA, and the hobby reacts to watching him. I mean, we are talking about a guy in Damian Lillard. He averaged 29 points per game last season. He was shooting 39% from three, but we know what Dame time looks like, and that's really the thing with Damian Lillard. And there was some Dame time in these Olympics. He just won a gold medal, so that makes him a little extra relevant here in the offseason. Typically with Damian Lillard, and you'll see it on one of the charts that I'm about to show you, he gets this massive playoff bump because it's Dame time and he's so damn exciting to watch. And then the offseason hits and people in the hobby, they kind of cool off from that massive playoff bump. And so sometimes his cards get a little dip there after whatever playoff run or end of the season run that the Trailblazers have. So let's take a look here at his 2012 Prizm Base PSA 10. Now, if I pull this for 60 days, this card did not take that huge dip after the playoffs here. If I'm looking at 2 months, overall, this card is up 15% in value. Trending the right direction overall. Not a ton of disparity there on this graph. But if I pull this 2012 select number 150 base PSA 10. This is a low pop on this count, but just to show you what I'm talking about here, see those highs, those steady peaks that you get right there in the middle. That's Dame time, baby. And then you get the dip after that where we kind of go back to where his card value had been before some of that excitement. Overall, for 60 days on this chart that we're looking at here, that card is up 6% in that period of time. So basically pretty stagnant, even though it got that huge bump at one point and then it came back down to earth a bit. Dame time, it'll make people react like that. He, again, is one of the most exciting players. I don't know how long he's staying in Portland, though. I don't know what that means for the future of his card value. So what do we do with Damian Lillard's cards here, Jeff? Buy, sell, or hold?
Damian Lillard, a wonderful player, electric and fun to watch. But the reason why I would buy his cards right now, and I do think they're a buy, is these trade rumors. The fact that he is hopefully going to end up with another team this next season. Well, I guess I say hopefully. If you're a Portland Trailblazers fan, you don't agree with my use of the word hopefully there. But as you know from watching this show time and time again, that if a player switches teams, often they see a bump in their card prices just because of the fact that they got a fresh start somewhere. And now there's new optimism and new hope. Well, Damian Lillard's the type of player that if he switches teams, not only will he get a bump for that, but he's such a force that he could actually turn a team into a contender or potentially even an NBA title favorite just about overnight. So for that reason, I really like getting some Damian Lillard cards. They have not gone up much recently, despite some of these trade rumors. They're still down, way down from what their peaks were months ago. So I think it's a good opportunity to buy some Dame and hope that he ends up on a big team and they make some noise.
So there you have it, guys. On a quick personal note, I am filling in for Shanae Ngolick Jr. on ESPN Radio tomorrow, Friday, from 4 to 7 p.m. nationally. So if you guys want to hear me, check me out. I'm filling in for Shanae, so I'll be hanging out with Ngolick Jr. 4 to 7 p.m. on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPN Plus, Sirius XM Channel 80, and wherever your local ESPN affiliate is in whatever market you live in. So definitely tune in. I'm also on ESPN Radio Saturday night, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., same places, and Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. this Sunday. And I will be right back here on the forecast next Thursday, so don't forget to tell us who you guys want to hear about, what cards you want to hear about next week. Comment right here under the channel. Follow me on social at AmberW790, on the gram, on Twitter. And as always, guys, subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so already. You hit that bell icon. It's free. It's easy. It costs you nothing. All right, I'm done with my tirade. Go enjoy your day. Thanks so much for watching.